Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
Betches Media presents Diet Starts Tomorrow with host Aileen Drexler.
I'm having a relationship with my pizza.
In a world where wellness looks perfect on Instagram.
Just doing my workout. Tuesday's arms and back.
But feels anything but in real life.
Is butter a carb?
Yes.
This is the podcast exploring the emotional side of well-being.
I would be proud to partake of your pecan pie.
From people who understand the struggle.
I am on the third day of my cleanse diet.
Hello and welcome to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm your host, Aileen, and today I'm joined by Morgan Siminer, one of the stars of Netflix hit series Cheer. Welcome, Morgan.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Really excited. So the new season just came out right on Netflix. So how's it been so far? I know like the season is about like kind of fame and stuff, handling fame after season one. How has it been now since season two just came out? How are you feeling?
I'm a little bit more prepared this time around than I was for season one because we weren't expecting it to blow up the way it did. So we kind of knew like what to expect going into season two. But it's just been crazy, like, you know, reliving like what it was like when the show first came out and like how everything blew up. I was like, this is literally insane.
Yeah, it was overwhelming, I'm sure. And on social media, it's like crazy too. For anybody who hasn't seen Cheer, could you just kind of like briefly share where you're from? How long have you been doing this? How old are you?
Okay, so I am from Osage, Wyoming, in the middle of nowhere, population of like 200. Wow. I'm currently living in Dallas, Texas, and I'm 24 years old, and I cheered at Navarro for technically 2.5 years because COVID ended my cheerleading career. So I cheered 2018, 2019, and then 2020 was half the season.
Because why? Nobody was competing?
Yes. So when COVID hit, we, you know, everything was canceled like in the whole entire world and we went into lockdown. So we weren't able to have our last competition. So yeah, that's, I stopped cheering after that.
Could you go back or you just decided no more?
I mean, technically I have like another year or 2 years of eligibility, but I've already done so much like at Navarro and I don't really have any classes to take. So for me, it doesn't really make sense to go back unless like I went for just cheer.
Right.
But I have so many other things going on that I just kind of.
You're just over it. You're moving on.
Yeah.
Well, so speaking of wanting to move on and like talking kind of like from season one, a lot of it, you know, you had a lot of injuries and it was just, you talked about how like grueling the sport is. Is that part of why kind of you're deciding to move on to bigger, better things?
I mean, not necessarily. Like, I mean, in any sport you can get injured and it's just kind of like a known thing. So, I mean, I had ankle surgery when I was at Navarro. I hurt my ribs when I was at Navarro. You know, there's so many different things that I've done to myself that I'm like, how am I still here? But, you know, it just comes with the sport and that's just how it is sometimes. And, you know, it's my body's healed because I took time off after COVID. So it's like,
right,
good to go. So
it's good to go. What is like the recovery like when you're in it? Because like if you're, because you're saying you took the time to heal during COVID because you had a long period of rest, but like during the season when you're competing, you get hurt and then you need to recover quickly,
so,
right?
I feel like it just depends, like, obviously on what the injury is, one. But two, I feel like cheerleaders are just built different. Like, whenever we get injured, like, we don't want to, like, sit out. Like, we want to, like, keep going or, like, push through. So, like, but it's just, like, the drive that we have to, you know, not let down your teammates and, like, to make sure you're doing your job. But, like, we obviously know our bodies, like, well enough to know, like, hey, like, this is okay for me to do or this is, like, I need to sit out for the day or for the week or like, you know, do your thing. So like you kind of just, you know, take how your body's feeling and then, you know, go on from there.
Right. Is it, so you're a flyer, right? That's your position, or when you're doing, is it like, how do you mentally prepare for that? Is that scary, or you just always were like, I don't care. I'm not afraid of this.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I just have like a, I'm like, let's just give it a whirl. I'm not really that scared of much. They're like, yeah, let's try this. And then everyone's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. I'm like, let's chuck it. Like, let's just go for it.
Just throw me in the air.
Like, I just don't really get like nervous about that kind of stuff. I'm kind of like a daredevil in a sense like that. But like when it comes to like other things, like, you know, ordering food at a restaurant, I get nervous.
Oh, wow.
Like in stuff like that. So I'm like, I don't know why, but like when it comes to cheer, I'm like, go for it.
What makes you nervous about ordering food at a restaurant?
I don't know. I just get like nervous on the inside because like I don't know them and I'm just like, you know, telling them like what to do, and I just like makes me nervous. I just don't like it.
That's so funny. And like they're cooking for you, I guess. Yeah, that's like it's a different like, experience.
I'm like, can I please have some chicken nuggets, please? Can I have grilled cheese?
That's really funny. Okay, so you talked about like gaining confidence like in season one, like throughout the whole season. How did that come to be? Like what made you grow your confidence over time?
I feel like being a part of like the Navarro team like helped me with my confidence because, you know, they're motivating you every single day. They're talking to you, like hyping you up. Like you have like Monica obviously like help you out with things. And then it also comes with like, you know, gaining skills and like having like a year underneath your belt of cheering, like in like competing and stuff like that, just like gives you the confidence that you need to, you know, take a deep breath and not like be stressing yourself out for like the next year. So Right. Yeah, it kind of just like built over time.
Do you like have any specific like mental exercises or anything that you tell yourself to hype yourself up or like get your head in the game?
I get fueled off of other people doing stuff. So like, you know, I want to be the best at what I do. So mm-hmm. if someone's doing something better than me, then I'm like, okay, like no hard feelings, but I'm going to try to do this better than you.
So highly competitive. Okay.
Yes. So that, but then also, you know, just like telling myself like, you know, everyone starts somewhere and like I did start later than a lot of other people, with like collegiate cheer and like, you know, the competitiveness that cheerleading has to it. So I was like behind. So I'm just like, everyone has to start somewhere. And, you know, if you set your mind to it and you keep pushing, you can literally do anything.
Love that. So speaking of competition and like the intensity of it, and clearly like you're into it, it feeds you. But has that ever had any downside? Like, has that ever given you any body image things or like, especially with the fame that came with it?
Yeah, I feel like, well, I mean, I feel like I struggle with it. I feel like I have like body dysmorphia because I never like see myself as like other people see me. Like people comment on my social media, like once the show blew up and it's like, you're so pretty, you're so this, they're like, you're so skinny, you're this. And I just like never, I can feel it. Like, I'm just like, no, they're lying.
Right.
So there's that. But like, you know, just struggling with, you know, trying to feel like you're perfect for everyone else out there. And social media like is so deceiving that it's like, you know, you compare yourself to people on a daily basis, whether you think you do or not. So yeah, it's like kind of hard to deal with it. But I mean, I feel like I've been handling it a lot better. I mean, it doesn't just magically go away.
Right.
But, you know, it gets better over time and just like, you know, being proud of who you are and like, yeah.
Was it hard to watch yourself on TV?
It was weird. It was so weird because like I can picture like what I am doing, but like my face like looked different.
Like, right.
I don't know. It was just like so weird. And then like also like my voice, like when I was talking, I was like, I sound so annoying. Like my voice literally sounds so annoying. Like it's weird to hear your own voice. So it was very interesting to watch. And I was like, I can't believe I made that face. Like I didn't know I did that. Because you know, you don't get to see everything you do.
Right. I think probably part of being like really competitive and like wanting, striving to be like the best, it forces you to be really hard on yourself. And so I'm sure that like comes to play in all of that. Do you feel that is connected?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like, I feel like everything is like connected, like with that kind of stuff. Like it's crazy.
Yeah, for sure. How does it feel that you're kind of leaving now? Like, are you excited about not cheering anymore? are you looking forward to maybe – do you think that like maybe the body confidence or the body that you mentioned, the body dysmorphia, do you think that'll like kind of help you heal with that?
Yes. So, I mean, I haven't cheered in 2 years. Like since COVID hit, I haven't been cheering. So, you know, I've had time to like, you know, let my body heal from, you know, practicing every single day, multiple times a day.
Wow.
So like my body, you know, from going from working out that intense to not working out at all, like my body's like, what is up? Like I'm still in like quarantine mode. Like my body's like, you know, trying to get it together. But, you know, I mean, it's not like I feel healthier or anything of that sort. But like just being out like in normal public, I'm like, I don't feel like judged or anything like that. But like in the cheerleading world, like everyone is very, very tiny. And that's just like how it is with the sport. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I've just like accepted the fact that I don't have to be skinny or I don't have to be this. Like I just have to be like who I am. And like as long as I'm happy with who I am and like what I look like, then nobody else should. Like their opinion shouldn't really matter.
I agree with that, and I really like that message. I feel like everybody should kind of repeat, rewind, and listen to that.
Guys, as many of you know, I've been on an alcohol-free journey. Please don't hold it against me that I just said journey, but I have. And one thing that I've really missed on this journey is beer. But now with Athletic Brewing, I'm able to get that delicious beer-like taste in my mouth without any of the alcohol. It's amazing. Just so you guys know, I used to love sours. I'm a big sour drinker and I really miss that taste. And now I don't have to miss out on it. It's amazing. Whether you're trying to cut back or you just want to explore a non-alcoholic alternative, Athletic Brewing is often a game changer. They offer a variety of different full-flavored brews with no alcohol, allowing you to sip and celebrate anytime and anywhere. Do you like hazy IPAs, sweet fruity sours? Now you can enjoy this style without the hangover the next day. They offer hassle-free delivery right to your door when you order at athleticbrewing.com. Athletic brews bevs you can drink anytime, anywhere, and still go right back to whatever you were doing. It's a great fit for parenting, playing sports, watching sports, doing chores, late nights, and early mornings, so you can imbibe without worry. Try Athletic Brewing non-alcoholic beers for yourself. Use code DST to get 15% off your first order at athleticbrewing.com. That's code DST at checkout for 15% off your first order. Near beer, exclusions and conditions apply. Athletic Brewing Company, fit for all times.
Okay, so talking about fame and all of that, because that's a lot of what season two is about. So what has your life, how has it changed? Like, what's it been like since it premiered? Did you guys, you said, you mentioned earlier you didn't expect it. You guys didn't expect it to blow up the way it, what was that like?
Well, it literally happened overnight. Like,
really?
The show came out and then the next day I was doing interviews. So it was like from 0 to 100, like, you know, we were excited. Like, we're like, we're going to be on Netflix. Like, we're going to watch ourselves. Like, we hadn't, like, seen it before or anything, so we didn't really know, like, what exactly to expect. And then, you know, the show aired, and then it was, like, your follower count started going up. Like, people would be emailing you, like, sending you packages, like, all this stuff. And I'm like, what is happening? And then we're doing all these interviews and flying to, like, LA and all this. And I'm like, this is literally insane. Like, what? And, like, we thought it was going to be big in the cheer world, but, like, it would hit different countries. People in other countries are watching it.
It's global. What did that, how did that impact you, like your mental health?
if I'm being completely honest, when that all happened, I was not thriving. Like I struggled a lot because I was like not sleeping, like not taking care of myself. Like I was just so overwhelmed and like didn't really know how to deal with it. And like we all were going through that. Like, we had so much that was happening, so much that was going on that we were just, like, burnt out. Like, I was doing double school practices, flying to, like, LA, doing photo shoots, interviews, jumping on a red eye, going to practice again. Like,
oh my God.
I was mentally and physically just exhausted at that point. And, like, you know, seeing people in public, like, I felt like I had to be, like, super happy and everything. But I was, like, really struggling on the inside. But, you know, I had to, like, put a smile on for, like, everyone else because, you know, I feel like if people were to be like, hi, like, Morgan, I'm just like, eh.
Like, yeah, you have to be on.
Yeah. So I feel like it was, like, really hard for me to, you know, be on for, like, interviews or, like, do that sort of a thing. So I really did struggle with it for like a hot minute. And then once COVID hit, I kind of had time to like process everything that happened, like take a second, take a step back, and just like full on take a break for a minute. And I really needed it. Yeah.
Yeah. I assume you didn't get much sleep either. And that definitely is taxing on.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
The body and the brain.
I require like 17 hours. Like if I don't have 17 hours of sleep, like it 17. Is not, it is not going to be a good day.
Well, I imagine that because you're like, you said you practice multiple times a day, like you need to rest. So yes. That makes a lot of sense. So what is like now fame been like now that you're famous, quote unquote?
Mm-hmm. I don't really think I'm famous, but
people say you're famous.
Just being like I guess kind of well known is, it's weird. It's still weird to me. Like I'll be like walking around like the mall or like at a restaurant or something, and someone comes up and asks for a picture or like says my name, and I'm like looking and I'm like, what is happening? And I'm like, oh, okay, that makes sense. And I'm like, hi, how are you? I'm like,
right,
so
people
confused
are staring.
At first. Yes, I'm like, what? So it's just crazy.
Yeah.
Still haven't processed it.
I'm sure it's going to take a while. did you prefer not being famous or known?
I mean, I liked my life before the show. You know, yeah. I was happy. I was living. I mean, I can't really complain much now. Like, it's just different opportunities. I mean, it is different, you know, feeling like everyone knows everything about you 24/7.
Totally.
That's kind of hard. And, like, people, like, feeling like you have to – like do certain things, like regardless of what I post or what I do, no one's ever going to agree with what I'm doing. Like you always are going to have one person or two people or whoever that doesn't agree or doesn't like what you're doing. And I'm like, so it's like hard to like, you know, deal with that. But at the same time, like if I like a picture of myself, I'm going to post it.
Right. You have to kind of stay centered. You talked about like putting a smile on your face and being on like for interviews or whatever, do you feel that like putting the smile on your face like while you're doing cheer versus putting a smile on your face when you're like being interviewed is a different experience, or is it the same?
I feel like it's different. Like I feel like for like interviews in a sense, like, you know, I'm used to now I just like do my own thing. But like if I'm like meeting someone in person, like, you know, like that's like the impression that they get of you. It's like you want to like leave like a lasting impression. Like sometimes like your face isn't on screen for interviews or like it's just your voice or whatever. But like it just seems like more casual, I guess, in a sense. Mm-hmm. So it's not that bad.
But what about like during cheer when you're constantly like you have to smile and like be so, so positive? That's like the whole like sport.
Yeah, I feel like for that it's like, I don't know. It's more of like you're competing. So like you like go into like this different like mode kind of thing. Like you just like are like completely zoned into what you're doing. Like you're based on autopilot. You're just like going for it, like doing your own thing. So it's I don't know. So like you just like do it. Like you don't have to like feel like you're like forcing yourself to do it. It's just like immediately turns on as soon as you like step on the floor.
You just automatically smile. Do you find yourself just sort of randomly smiling and you don't know why?
Sometimes, like especially like when I'm flying sometimes, like, cause you know, like you like try, like if you start performing in practice, like your, you know, performance, like on the mat, like when you're actually competing is like, you know, so much easier. You don't like stress about it. So like when I first like started cheering, like I'd be like smiling, like a half smile. I'd be like, yeah, cheers. And then like once I started like actually like, you know, getting confidence in what I was doing and all that stuff, then I was like,
right,
like making faces and like being crazy.
Was Monica ever like, you look miserable, smile? Like was that ever feedback?
No, I feel like, honestly, I feel like I never got in trouble for that. I just got in trouble for not pointing my toes.
Oh, okay. Well,
so
work on those toes, okay?
This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any six styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there, and they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles, but right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with two U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, so speaking of like online stuff and like being known again, so the internet is like a cruel place. It's a dark place. You can be like really well known and you don't even have to be known and you can still experience it. How do you deal with that? Because like especially we're young, even younger when this all happened.
I mean, I honestly don't really like social media anymore. Like, I used to like it, like, you know, going and seeing, like, what all my friends were posting and, like, you know, posting whatever I wanted to, like, in a sense, like, no, obviously, I don't post anything bad ever, but, like, you know, I didn't really have to, like, you know, look at my picture, like, so intense or, like, come up with a caption or, like, make sure my filter looked right. Like,
right.
I just didn't care. I would just post to post. I was like, I like this picture. I'm going to post it. So, like, now it's, like, you know, we'll take a picture and like I'll like it of myself and then I decide that I don't like it because I feel like people are going to judge me for, you know, my hair looking greasy or like,
you know, like nitpicking
something. Yes. So like I just like don't really care to post on my social media anymore when like I used to like do it for fun and now it's like I don't do that anymore. And like even just like the negativity that's on social media, like, you know, people hiding behind screens, like negative comments, like I always like try not to dwell on them, but like there are some times where I'm just like having a bad day and like I see something and it's just like done.
Yeah, it's crazy how like one comment from like a troll account with no face can still hurt.
Yes,
so much. And yet you can have like 100 positive comments and still you look at that one faceless.
Yes. And I don't know, it just drives me nuts sometimes. Like, it's crazy how, like, your brain, like, is tricked into, like, thinking that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's weird. You believe that versus the positive ones, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, there could be millions of positives and one negative is just, like, you dwell on it.
Yeah, and it probably has a lot. It's all connected to the trying to be your best. So for any of the audience members who are listening who are maybe close to your age, who are struggling with confidence and maybe body image, what do you have any advice for them?
I mean, you know, I learned to, like, going through this, like, I've been through it. So, just having a good support system, like, you know, there are a lot of people out there that do struggle with it. And, you know, it's not really talked about that much. So, I feel like the best thing is, you know, have a support system, whether it's, like, your mom or your dad or, like, a best friend, like, you know, even, like, a teammate. Like, there is going to be someone out there that is willing to listen or to, you know, help you in one way, shape, or form, or, you know, even just being like a listening ear or just give you advice. So just have like a support system. And also, like, honestly, you do you, because like at the end of the day, if you're not happy, like you can't make other people happy. So, you know, you just got to focus on yourself, like be the best version of yourself, do everything for yourself, not for others. And like, that's like helped me like realize that like, regardless if I'm feeling bad about myself or this or that, like, as long as I'm happy, like, it shouldn't matter what anyone else thinks.
Yeah, definitely. And focus on your own happiness too, and like whatever makes that happen.
Yes.
Okay, so now that you're, I mean, done with cheering, what is a routine that you stick to off season? Like, what workouts do you do? What do you actually really like doing?
Well, I really like sleeping. I really haven't.
That's a good one.
I'm being honest, I really haven't worked out that much. Like, there's been like, you know, like a couple times where like I'll go work out, but like, I just like, like when you're cheering, like in working out, it's a little bit different than, you know, getting up, going to a gym and then working out. Like at practice, it was like, you know, going to see your friends, like you're doing like this, this and this, like staying in shape while you're doing it. So like for me to find motivation to go to the gym sometime, I'm like, I just don't want to sometimes. So if I do go, yeah, I just do like abs or like, you know, stair stepper or like that kind of stuff. But it's never really anything really intense.
So during, like when you were competing, like there was no supplementary working out that you had to do? Like practice was the only thing?
Yeah. So, I mean, we did some like strengthening workouts. Like, I mean, like say, for example, like when I had my ankle surgery, like I would do like strengthening for my ankle so that I could like, you know, get movement fully back in it and all that stuff. But I mean, we practiced so much and like it takes like so much like practice and everything that we do, like our muscles and everything are so sore that like I think if we were to have workouts on top of that, I wouldn't make it.
You couldn't do
I
it.
I wouldn't make it.
No. Wow. So you're being thrown, right, a lot. Like that was your position. What if they don't catch you? Like what is that how you broke your is that how you hurt your ankle?
No.
Like I would be so terrified.
Well, I don't really get scared of being dropped, honestly. Like in the new season, you can see me like smash my face into the ground. That was pretty fun.
Oh my God.
But I mean, I don't really get scared of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But like if we do get dropped, everyone has to do 50 push-ups. So that's like a consequence for dropping somebody.
Oh.
To the ground. If they hit the ground, then they have to do that. So there's that. But no, I tore my ankle because I was tumbling in the grass. Yeah.
Oh.
And I slipped on a wet spot of grass and tore my ankle.
And were you mad at yourself
for
that? Or were you relieved that you could take a break?
I think I was like more like upset at the fact like why would you tumble in grass? Like, you know, why? It was kind of like one of those things where I was like, really, Morgan? Like you couldn't have just, you know, waited and just flipped on a mat or something. Yeah. So don't tumble in grass. So
yeah, hindsight's always 20/20. Okay, I'm going to ask you a question that has nothing to do with this. What is it like to meet, because I watched the How You Met Kendall Jenner on Ellen. What is it like to meet celebs and hearing them talk about being fans of yours? What does that feel like?
It's crazy. Like when Ellen said my name one time, I was like, she just said my name. And then like, I walked up there and I'm like, you know, in Kindle, I was like, am I supposed to like hug you or like, am I allowed to like, no, am I not allowed to like touch you? Okay. Like, I don't really know. Like, I'm just like staring at them. Like, oh
am I allowed to touch you?
Like, that's yeah. So crazy. But yeah, it was very, I was like, there's no way. And then Justin Bieber followed me on Twitter and I was like crying in the airport. Like, what is happening?
Was that your, like, ideal?
Oh.
Was that, like, the biggest deal in the whole world?
That was – I was like, okay, I made it. I can, you know, carry on. Like,
you could carry on. Were you now, like, very conscious of what you tweeted after that?
Well, I never really used Twitter, honestly. Like, Twitter is probably, okay, like, one of the social medias I literally never use the most. I'm, like, on Instagram, Snapchat, and now TikTok, like, the most out of everything. But, like, Twitter, I've always had an account, but I've never really used it.
Okay,
but I will say when he followed me, I would go on Twitter a lot more.
If Justin Bieber followed me, I'd just start like tweeting Justin Bieber lyrics.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Just to get him to like them, and you know, just start a whole thing. Well, all right. Okay, so now it is time for a segment called Truth or Truth, which is basically you have to tell me the truth no matter what I ask. You have no choice. All right, this one's going to be kind of easy. What is a series, can be on Netflix, doesn't have to be, that you've literally just binged, couldn't stop watching within a day or a few days?
Selling Sunset.
Selling Sunset? Yes. This last season?
Yes.
What did you?
I feel like I'm caught up on it now because I took like one day off because I had something. But I was like, I could not stop watching it. Like, it would be like 4 a.m. and I'm like, Morgan, like, go to bed.
What are you so obsessed? Why do you like it so much?
I don't even know. I mean, I love like, you know, looking at houses and like, you know, decor and like this and that and like interior design. Like, I love that kind of stuff. Like, I'm not good at it on my own. Same. But like, I just love like, you know, the aesthetic of this stuff and like, you know, like these houses and all this. And I'm just like so invested in it. But then like all the drama, like the drama gets me sometimes. I'm like, no. And then Chrishell being on Dancing with the Stars with Monica, I was like, oh my gosh, like I want to watch Selling Sunset. So I watched it and I'm like, I love her. I love her.
Yeah, also like their glam and like what they like walk around in. I'm just like I am in sweatpants.
I know. I'm like, I wish I could be that one day.
Yeah,
but here I am in an oversized
I'm comfortable
t-shirt.
In my sweats. Yeah, same. Okay, I recently watched or am watching. I don't know if you do. You have HBO Max. I've been watching Station 11. Have you heard of that?
Uh-uh.
It's a really. I don't know. It's a really weird show about, and it hits a little close to home. It's like about an apocalypse caused by a flu. So I'm like, why am I watching this? But it is still kind of good. I can't kind of stop, like you said, but for different reasons than Selling Sunset.
Yeah.
For sure. Well, Morgan, where can people, if you want people to follow you, where can people follow you? Can you also tell us like what you said, you're moving on to bigger, better things. What are you moving on to? What are you up to?
Yeah. Okay. So first, my social media is on Instagram. It's Morgan, NLYN. So Morgan Lynn, but with extra N. And then for the rest of them, I think it's like Morgan Seminar or something like that.
They'll find
you. So, you know, just, you know, yeah.
Just Google it.
And then for the things I'm doing, I've been working with like all these huge brand deals and, you know, building my brand up and, you know, living my life to the fullest. I have a cat, obviously. She's crazy. So I've been dealing with her being a cat mom and, you know, spending time with my family and friends and my boyfriend. So,
Nice. Yeah,
so I'm trying to do big kid things like get a house and all that. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's not a big kid thing. That's like a big adult thing. That's like a big deal.
Oh, I'm excited.
Wow. Is it like a big shift? Do you feel like more relaxed now?
Yeah, I feel like I'm like you know, like I don't really know how to explain it. Like in the beginning, like when I was at Navarro, like I knew like it was like a transition phase, you know? Like I was like, I know I'm not going to be here forever. Like I know that, you know, I'll be here for 2 or 3 years and then, you know, make another move. And now, like, I'm, like, at this point in my life where I'm, like, you know, like, this is it. Like, if I buy this house, like, this could be the house I live in for, you know, 10, 20 years. Like,
yeah. You could always
sell. It's, like, well, that's it. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, like, the next step. Yeah. Like, the next actual, like, step. That
It's a big change. Right.
What? Not me adulting. Could not be. Could not be me.
You're growing up. Well. If, at the end of the day, you could always get Chrishell to sell your house. It's not a big deal.
Mine's even not me as big as the ones that she sells.
Well, thank you so much, Morgan. I wish you so much luck. Everybody go watch Cheer on Netflix. And that is it for today's episode of Diet Starts Tomorrow. I will be back this coming Thursday to answer all of your Dear DST questions. Be sure to send them at dst@betches.com to get them answered. Follow at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram. Follow me at Aileen. Watch Cheer, follow Morgan, don't tweet her, only on TikTok and Instagram, and don't be a troll. So, Morgan, thank you so much, and we're always with you.
Through thick and thin.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is produced by Sean Kilby, Stacey Wong, and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Stacey Wong. Be sure to follow at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send us your emails to dst@betches.com. Betches.